have that kind of sap in it. And that's the thing they have in Mississippi and Georgia. Did you ever have a, did you ever hear of a buttonwood or buttonball tree?
Button.
Buttonwood or buttonball.
Sycamore.
And what kind of poisonous vines or bushes do you have give you a rash in your hands?
Blackberries. And then poison ivy, we call it. Mm-hmm. We've got some of that here in the yard.
A vine?
It's a vine.
Mm-hmm. You ever have anything that grows pretty tall, maybe 5, 6, 8 feet tall, and turns red in the fall? Turns real red, dark red. That's supposed to be poison.
Poison.
Shoemaker,
I think I remember at where my grandmother place down yonder, they had shoemaker down on the creek. It's considered pretty dangerous, isn't it?
I never
saw much of it only on Rio Foot Creek.
I guess so. Did they use it for anything?
I don't think so.
I guess some people used to use it to as a dye. To dye cloth or even dye leather shoes.
I don't know much about it. I remember seeing it to caution us when we were kids.
Did you ever have any laurel or spoonwood? Laurel?
I've seen that up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be dangerous or not?
I don't know. It's a kind of a flower, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's small white flowers.
And they make bloom pretty early, don't they?
Yes, in the spring. Somebody was telling me that that'll kill cows if they eat it.
Well, somebody happened to be along that knew it. We went up to Blue Hill, at the Blue Hill Mountains of Virginia, and spoke about being. There's the laurel still here.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, I believe that's it.
And I've seen some magnolias around. Did you ever hear of a magnolia called a cucumber tree?
No, I don't believe. I don't know of a few. Mr. over here has got one that has been a tree as long as I can remember.
Right.
And the wind tore it up.
Oh, it did.
Here recently, not too long ago, I was over there.
And some questions about bugs. What are the bugs that sting you and make you hurt pretty bad?
I can't. And bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Bumblebee sting me, nettle rash will break out all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And times get busy then too. The itch.